Jack, Girly Jack on WIND. It's 5:48 with Connie Surson. Chicago weather for tonight, cloudy and cold with snow or snow flurries ending, low in the upper 20s or low 30s. Monday, cloudy and continued cold, high in the mid-30s, 35 at O'Hare, 33 at Midway, 36 along the lake. Ride a free holiday bus that'll whiz you around State Street for easy gift shopping starting Monday, November 27th. For you near north office workers, 11 till 2 daily from Ohio down Michigan to Wacker, then state to Congress and back again. For you evening shoppers, 5 till 8 daily, up and down state from Congress to Wacker. Catch one going by and enjoy shopping. This message was brought to you by the State Street Council.
And she's still shopping. Connie Surson, it is so nice to talk to the top rock girly jock, the world's most sensuous disc jockey, and the Polish princess, all here in one. Hello? Hello, there you are.
Hello.
Hello, that was a test. How are you?
That was a test. Well, I'm okay. I'm looking forward to the big event this coming this next Sunday, right? So we have just one more week.
I know. I'm glad they got you, you know, because you've not been out there wanting to do, but I'll tell you, you have been, by the way, 312-981-7200. You have any comment or anything at all, question for Connie? You have to call in really fast because we have a couple of minutes. But if you do, you get two free tickets to this event, Rock Radio Revisited. When they asked you to do this, what did you think?
Well, I was thinking it was like the Lollapalooza of rock jocks. You know, I mean, wherever did you see all of the DJs together? I mean, we hardly ever saw each other because when somebody would come in to do a show, the other guy would leave or girl. And so we never really, except for maybe the radio conventions, you know, we run into each other. But other than that, this is kind of a first. I mean, doesn't really happen ever.
And are you going to tell
I've only been in radio 50 years, so.
Are you going to tell how you might have been Mrs. Elvis?
Well, what was that about Elvis?
How you might have been Mrs. Elvis?
Oh, you know, I used to propose to him on the air, and I would just say, Elvis, marry me. I don't know. I guess he wasn't listening. Or Ginger stopped him or something.
Ginger?
But I did get to meet him, and so I was really thrilled. It was like one of the highlights of being in radio is getting to ambush Elvis behind the dirty linen at the freight elevator at the Arlington Hilton in Arlington Heights.
And I will let you finish that story at the event. But we have Mark who has a question or comment for you. Hi, Mark.
Yes, Connie, I want to know about your murals. I want to know what got you interested in painting them. I want to know where you got instruction in painting and where can we see your murals?
Well, mostly I've done a few murals, but I've done actually more portraits, and I have about 24 portraits hanging at St. Luke's Medical Center in Milwaukee and Holy Family Parish in Inverness. I have portraits of the pastors, and I forgot the name of the hospital in Chicago because they changed the name, but I have the Foundress, an oil painting of the Foundress hanging there. And so I actually studied art at the School of the Art Institute and the American Academy of Art in Palette and Chisel and Studio of Long Grove. So I actually was into art before I got into radio. I kind of fell into radio through Penny Lane, who kind of talked me into it. But I'm really, really shy. And so I thought, this isn't for me. I need to be painting quietly by myself. But, you know, radio was so much fun that I thought, gee, I'm enjoying this. So I was
You know what, Connie? Steve and Johnny say that radio is full of introverts and that if you put a bunch of radio announcers together at a party, they'll sit and stare at the wall.
I believe that.
Because we were trained to only talk for 7 seconds before the vocal started. So we never knew how to talk.
Mark, hold on a second. And we are going to get your address so we can send you those tickets to the big event. It's Radio Revisited a week from today at the Des Plaines Theater, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. as well as this radio station. You know, you were at a lot of radio stations, not this radio station. Unfortunately for this radio station, have you ever explained what strip radio is? And can you on a Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, it was really innocent. It just, you know, it was kind of a fun thing to do that was totally harmless and totally family-oriented because when I did strip radio, I had everybody take off an article that they were wearing, an article of clothing or adornment, and with each song, I would tell them what to take off. Like, okay, with this song, you take off your earrings. You know, and of course, at that time, mostly women wore earrings instead of men. So then the next song, I'd say, well, men, you should take off your cufflinks. And so, you know, you figure there's 2-minute songs at that time. So there's about 30 songs in a 60-hour, probably less than that because of commercials. So you really didn't have a chance to take off too much. I kind of did it for just 1 hour. And at the end, I would take off before it got too too racy.
What do you mean you would take it off? You know, today though, Connie, what would happen is you'd get pictures of people that you probably wouldn't even necessarily want to look at, right?
Oh,
I mean, that's what would happen
today.
Me. Do you?
Yeah, that reminds me of some fan mail.
Yes.
You know,
it's
in my book, Top Rock Girly Jock, descriptions of some of the fan mail I received, which I actually held in my hand before I read what it was, dropped everything.
Well, you know, you were one of the first to do what you do. I'm talking about women being a DJ, and eventually, you were at WSDM Radio, where you were surrounded by only women, as I recall, but then landed at WIND. And, you know, women just didn't do high-profile radio. They were hidden overnight or on the weekends or something. But you did the high-profile spots, and you were one of the first.
Well, Christmas Day, 1971, that's when WIND put me on my very first radio show. And then they sent out a press release saying that they had the first woman, and then I got written into the U.S. Congressional Record by Congressman Kluczynski. And, it was a big step forward for women because WLS and WCFL and WIND, they were like the powerhouse AM stations. And the reason I wanted to work there was, first of all, I loved rock and roll, and at WSDM we played smooth jazz, and I thought, I just want rock and roll. We're an American band because it's got my name in it.
Uh-huh.
and you know, I just thought, besides all of that, it was an after-union station, and I would make more money in one day than I made all week at the FM station. So if I was going to do this and make a living at it, I had to get paid, you know.
Well, that's fair enough, I think. What is your greatest accomplishment, do you think? Was it just the fact that you broke through?
No, I think what I felt at that station at WIND was the freedom of creativity that they gave me. Phil Nolan, the general manager, and Bob Mumy was the PD, and they let me do things, you know. Of course, I was told by one of the other jocks, don't ever ask for permission, just ask for forgiveness. So I thought, well, that might be interesting. You know, maybe that's helpful information. So I would just go ahead and do things. Like when I did strip radio or road rally, I would tell people with each song, you know, how to drive, make a right turn or keep going to see a stop sign and then make a left. And then they'd call and say, well, I ended up in the cemetery. And, you know, I would do like these fun things. And then the radiogram that I had to Elvis and Tom Jones, and I actually would give them tapes of messages from listeners. And I thought, well, this is something that most radio stations weren't doing, bits and things like that. So that's what made it so much fun. And I felt that connection with the people. And when we had like the kite fly at Grand Park or Zoo Day at Lincoln Park Zoo or the Lamb's Farm, and people would come up and they kind of felt like they knew you. And it was just wonderful. It was such a connection. And I don't know. I felt like I knew them, too, even though I didn't, because of how they related to me.
Yeah. So. Well, special performers do have that ability, and I hope you do tell the story a week from today. We don't have time now. Besides, I want to tease this. That is your special date with Neil Diamond? But you could talk about that in a week. Connie Saracen,
well,
I just love talking to you. Not now. We can't do it now. Wendy Snyder may bring it up in a week. She is the moderator for all of this. Poor Wendy. I mean, this, I don't know how she's even going to get a word in. Thank you.
I wouldn't want to do it.
No, I wouldn't either. Connie, thank you so very much.
Tell Wendy to ask about the Playboy Mansion in Chicago, where we DJs were invited to party with Elton John, Stevie Nicks, and Hugh Hefner was there at the time. They had a fireman pole where we could slide down to the lower level where the swimming pool was, and they handed out paper bathing suits, which, of course, I wouldn't wear. Just not modest, you know.
I think I'll leave it at that. but you can learn more in 1 week. Connie Saracen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. And thanks to the museum for doing this.